More like a mini Tony Awards than a high school ceremony, the Buckleys single out the creme de la creme in student theater. This year, 18 schools from Tarrant, Denton, Hood, Parker, Wise, and Johnson counties got in on the fun, and the audience was treated to 6 polished performances from the Best Musical nominees. One of those was a production of The Drowsy Chaperone by the Fort Worth Academy of Fine Arts. Senior Benjamin Allen says he's been hooked on theater since freshman year there.
It just seemed like such an alluring world, and as I've studied it more and more, it just gets more and more interesting. Even though you can see 20 productions of The Glass Menagerie, it's still interesting because of what the actors can do and what actors find in that work.
Ben's school didn't get the Best Musical nod, but he nabbed the Best Male Actor trophy. That means he's headed to New York City this summer to compete in the National High School Musical Theater Awards. He admits he's just the tiniest bit excited.
And so I've heard for 4 years, oh my gosh, New York is so great, New York is so awesome, and I'm like, I gotta see it! So I'm over the moon. I can't wait.
Joining him in the Big Apple this summer will be Grapevine High School's Sarah Roach, who was named Best Female Actor for her Velma Kelly in Chicago. She was floored by the win.
Surreal? I don't know. I'm like really hyped up, and it's really, it's awesome.
Chicago also won Best Musical this time around, something Sarah was equally excited about. She says the friends she's made thanks to theater mean the world to her.
It's really the main thing that I've done in high school, and I built so many strong connections, almost like family bonds. And it's really something that I fall back on, and so it's a really great support group to have, and it's been something that's really carried me through.
Both Sarah and Ben will study theater in college and pursue a career in the industry. They know it's going to be a hard road, but they both say they're ready to walk it. Courtney Collins for KERA News.